Welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. We are rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind, red lips, no jumpers. In fact, I just made sure Shay couldn't hear my washing machine in the background because we're here doing life with you in real time. I am Angela Reed of Parisian Farm Girl. My co-host of this amazing podcast is Shay Elliott of the Elliott Homestead. Am I allowed to say it's amazing?
Sure. It's your podcast. You can say whatever you want.
Whatever I want it to be. Darn it.
It's amazing.
Woo. Here we go. Monday.
Hi.
Hi. Am I allowed to feel good? Like, it's January and we talk about it all the time, but like when you do the things, it actually pays off in the long run. I feel like a lot of payoff is happening in our home. It feels good.
Yes.
It feels good. There's still a lot of storms and dust, but there are good things. And those good things are coming through creativity and art and discipline and just grind. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good.
I said just to you this morning, I said, I feel like, is this happiness? What is?
I know. I'm like,
what is this? It's and I said, I remember saying this last January. For a little bit. And then I got to like the end of February and I was like, oh, there it is.
There it is.
But I'm trying to be optimistic. Yeah. I really am trying to be optimistic.
Maybe it's all that warm weather we had until it got barbaric. I don't know.
Yeah. I was out gardening in December.
I was pruning my trees.
And
Yeah, it was
just
great.
Having a grand old time.
Amelie was at work and one of her coworkers was like, I'm going to go home and plant my tulips.
Yeah.
In December.
There you go.
I wish I would have thought of that.
Yeah.
All right.
So welcome.
Welcome. First, I'm just going to jump right out of the gate by saying thank you to Branch Basics, who is sponsoring this season, season 19, if you can believe that, of Homemaker Chic Podcast. So if you need to binge when you get done with this episode, scroll on down and just fill your brain with all sorts of homemakery goodness and hopefully a lot of laughter in there with it. links.branchbasics.com/homemakerchic for a fabulous discount. Look, here's what happened. Just as Shay and I were logging on, I unpacked my box and I've been yakking about the glass bottles. This, for those of you watching on Patreon, which we love it when you join us over on Patreon, I got glass bottles. Oh my gosh, Shay, I just want to like be done.
She just kept going. These are so sexy.
These are so sexy. This one feels like legit. Look at this.
That's your laundry detergent. Yeah.
My machine is like a preload. So I'll only get the pleasure of using this every once in a while when it says low tank.
Oh, I see.
But it doesn't it look like an old like 1980s like wine craft?
Yeah, it does.
Did your mom and dad drink wine out of those?
My parents didn't drink growing up.
Okay. Okay.
If they did, I'm sure they would have drank out of an 18th century Minecraft, though.
No. Like, you see them at the thrift store, and they have, like, you know, like, orange juices served out of, like, at restaurants. It's like...
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyways. No. So here's the idea, lovely homemakers. Stop running to... Now you can hear my washing machine. Stop running to Target and spending so much money in the... You know, when you get to the checkout lane, it's like total sticker shock and it's full of chemicals and things that aren't good for your home. You want to make it clean in a healthy way. Branch Basics has a concentrate according to whatever you're trying to make, whether it's an all-purpose cleaner or a bathroom cleaner or window and glass. You're going to add a certain amount of this concentrate to one of these sexy glass bottles if you... If you get the glass, and it's going to last you a long time. It's very, very economical, very clean, fragrance-free, all the good things.
Yeah.
I'm in love, Shay.
Let's talk about this. This is a little fact that they have on their website that I do think is important. We're going to be concentrating. We're minding the gap this season.
Yes.
So we're going to be concentrating on home today. Home as HQ. Mm-hmm. And minding the gap, creating space when it comes to home as HQ. All right. And so when we think about cleaning the home, these things aren't unimportant. On their website, Branch Basics has this point about fragrance, synthetic fragrances, and think about all the ways that those leak into our home. from laundry detergent to cleaning products.
New clothes.
To Glade plug-ins. New clothes.
I can't do that kind of stuff. I can't even walk down that aisle at the grocery store.
I can't either. It's so strong. All right. Synthetic fragrances have been linked to asthma, allergies, skin irritation, metabolic syndrome, diabetes, obesity, cancer, nervous system, respiratory, and endocrine disruption. So this isn't just like a posh fad, ladies. This is cost effective. It's clean. There's absolutely no reason not to do it. Period. There you go. Links.branchbasics.com.
/homemaker chic. Easy peasy. Here's what we want you to do. We want you, I know you have Instagram. We want you to follow Homemaker Chic Podcast on Instagram. You're going to see trailers of the show. You're going to get the subject of the show. And then right at the top are all of our advertisers. So you just click the red button. For Tupes, you're going to hit Beauty. For Branch, you're going to hit Clean. For American Blossom, you're going to hit Sheets. We've made it super easy. All the coupon codes are right there. And when you do business with our advertisers, it blesses them. It blesses us. They look at their year and they have decided to partner with us. And that's awesome. And so it is important when you do that for the show. And the payoff is we only bring you fabulous things. So.
Sometimes the world is too big. I shared a few weeks ago about how I've decided to only buy clothes from two companies because I just can't.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming. And when people recommend things to me and say, okay, hey, you're looking for this. Here's the brand you want. Here's why. I'm like, great, yes. Done. Thank you. Mental space.
Yeah. That's a good point. The world is too big. And I think that's like a really even a great segue to what we're going to talk about today, because a lot of I think like our modern lifestyle, it is what it is, but it is designed to like have us out there and always stimulated and always going. And we kind of want to talk about the home being HQ and the home being the preference today, not something from which to escape. And we're here with you. It is something you want to escape when it's messy or there's no food or it's cluttered, all the things we've sort of been talking about this season. But when Shay said that we're going to mind the gap this season, we've used that fun expression from the subway in London, mind the gap. We want to create space. So if we were talking about food, maybe we mean that you have some meals in the freezer. So when somebody gets the stomach flu, you're not like, oh great, I don't know what to make, because like I'm busy washing all the towels again and the sheets again. Or what did we talk about? We talked about laundry, you know, getting ahead of laundry so you have some space, so it's not piled up and turning moldy and you're not drowning in it. So this is going to be interesting, this conversation today, when we talk about minding the gap in our home and creating space for pleasure in our home, for enjoying our home.
Right. And thinking of pleasure as not something that happens just outside. For sure. So the
thinking
segue,
of pleasure, period. Whoever, people never think of that.
I do.
We're Americans.
I think about pleasure, I do too, all the time.
But a lot of people don't. A lot of people, that's like too self-indulgent. I should be doing this. I could be doing that. Should, could. You know.
Yeah. I think about it. Hi, Junior. He's like, but Mom, I see you're shooing me away. But Donald Duck, Mom.
Fingertip password.
There you go. This kind of became relevant, especially during COVID for us.
For sure. And even like in the front, you know, like in the people thought about it more during COVID. It kind of came
for sure.
To the forefront of conversation. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Yeah, for sure. It's something I thought about a lot before. And, you know, I wrote a book on it. It's literally on like bringing the beauty to the everyday ordinary. I think it's so important for us. I think we can be better at work than we are at enjoyment. And we can certainly be better at being lazy And so we don't do the work. And so we don't do the work. We don't have the enjoyment. Does that train of thought make sense?
Yes.
So we talk a lot about the work here on the podcast, and like, it's good, it's hard, it's discipline. The payoff of the work is pleasure. Like, you got to know when to turn off that switch and turn on the one that says, you know what? I've labored and now I enjoy. This is way easier for us in the summertime because we'll work out in the garden all day and you become so physically drained that you literally couldn't do anything else if you want to. The only thing I have energy for is literally like putting steaks on the grill, opening a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
That's it. And so it's easy to kind of consider that time like, oh, we had this pleasure point today. We invested time into just enjoying our life.
Yeah. But maybe it's, you know, you're physically forced to at some point.
You're physically forced to.
Yeah. Oh, and now this season, you know, a lot of people are like, how much can I get done? It seems kind of like one or the other, like a workaholic or just a sloppy vegetative state. And that's like when I talk about like pleasure or downtime, like that's not what I mean. I don't mean that.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah,
that's not what you say.
I love me some Netflix. Like, don't get me wrong. Ask me how much I watched last night. But like, oh yeah.
Can I say something potentially very controversial?
For if you're brand new to the show, it wouldn't be an episode unless Shay led with that.
No, this one is a doozy. This is going to make people mad.
Oh, geez.
All right.
Okay.
I'm trying to think about how to preface this.
Gosh, you want to text it to me first?
Maybe I do.
I have no idea what you're going to say.
Okay.
I'm going to have a sip of wine before the wine segment.
Flustered. Okay. So Angela and I are both Christians, and that does change our worldview, right? We have a worldview because we're Christians, and by that worldview we see other things. All right, we are also wives, we are also mothers. I had a friend say to me one time, she'd gone through some times with her husband, and she said, you know, oh, this is gonna rub people so wrong.
I have no idea what you're gonna say. Is this about
she
sex?
Says yeah.
Okay. She goes, that's your cue to get the little ones. Put your earbuds in for those of you that are like, I was listening with my children. Well, it's not called children chic. It's called homemaker chic. So, oh my gosh.
Okay.
What are you going to say?
So I'm getting flustered. She said, I realized it's not that complicated. And so long as sex and supper are dealt with, the rest sort of falls into place.
I just watched...
Sorry.
I went on. No, it's okay. Last week, I love Julia Child. Okay. Her and I don't always agree on things, but I love her. And I watched like this whole 2-season thing on her. And then I watched a documentary on her. And she does say something very similar to that, only a little bit more crass.
Listen, if you're wondering where to start with your pleasure in the home, maybe start with sex and supper. Like, those are two givens, right?
Yes.
Those are two givens of life. Our hobbies and the things that we find to be beautiful, the things that we put our hand to, those are going to be different for all of us.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like that I don't want to say take care of business because it's meant to be pleasure, but like take care of what needs to be taken care of so it feels fruitful so you can enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's not just like a duty. Oh, I got to show up. What am I going to make? Well, we know that in the kitchen, for example, there are things that we can do to make our time in there more enjoyable. Okay.
Sorry. Seventh grader. Keep giggling. No, it's really true.
You know I'm trying to say? Most of us are married women.
Right, right. And
this
there's
is
a lot
real
of
part
like,
of it.
But there's like a lot of like self-inflicted denial going on there.
What do you mean?
I'm saying, like, sometimes one can forget how enjoyable it actually is. And then when you're like, why have I been putting this off? Or why have I had a chip on my shoulder about this or whatever? Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, cat. Yes, very much so. And if that doesn't feel like, oh gosh, Stuart just walked in.
You are, okay, she is beet red. She is the color of her door right now. Look at your chest. Look at your chest.
I wasn't listening. Okay. I just had to get this.
Hi, Stu. He can't hear me. You brought it up. You opened. We said the word pleasure and you were off. You were like, I got this.
Oh my gosh, Angela.
I think what she means is go get you some. I wish you guys could see her. Like, I'm not kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
If sex and supper are not a pleasure point for you, turn this episode off. Go deal with those. Go fix it. Then come back here and we'll talk about painting or something.
Knitting.
Right. By the way, I'm drinking hot chocolate.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. It had to be said. Come on, ladies. Come on. If home is HQ and we're talking about developing a culture of not just discipline, not just work, not just effort, not just day in and day out grind, but pleasure, of beauty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Start with your husband.
Right.
Start with your husband. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shave your legs. Buy some new panties. Start with your husband. Okay. That's all I'll say. I'm sorry.
Panties.
Oh my gosh.
Did you finally, Shay? Did you finally buy some?
I'm going to do it today. Today's the day. I am in a taking care of business kind of mode right now. And it's on my list. All of my undergarments should be burned. They should all be just burned. I don't know why
we feel like we have to wear them into the ground until the cotton panty flap is like loose and it's just flapping back and forth. The little rubber elastic is broken.
Why is that even there?
I think it's probably just a little bit more absorbent than whatever the underwear is made of.
I felt like there was a real reason that was there.
That's why, for sure.
All right, I'm going to have to ask you something off air.
Okay. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, get yourself some.
Oh my gosh,
some...
you're gonna take my sweater.
No. Look at my gosh, you are. Your neck.
This is how I look when I eat Mexican food. Stu's like, look, you got the heart, not the legs, kid. Like, you are not genetically predisposed to eat Mexican food. You don't
really
have. Yeah, I get like full histamine response whenever I eat it.
I'm like, bring it. Yeah. My Mexican friends, they're like, you, Angela. You can out Mexican any Mexican. Yeah, I know it. Don't I know it? Mm. Pass me that habanero. The kids are like, Mom, are you going to be okay? Because I'm.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to love it.
That's so funny. My Mexican neighbor used to cook. She used to be the cook for the president of Mexico. And so when Zuli invites you over,
you go.
You say yes, you know? Of course.
Okay.
And she does all kinds of amazing things. Well, her son-in-law is obviously, he's Mexican, but he
is he?
He cannot eat spicy food. And they always just tease him and they're like, you're out of here. Like, you are disowned because he like can't do a jalapeno. They're like, come on, just one bite. And he's like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Really?
So I sit next to him at the table so that we feel better about ourselves.
You know, We have to like really seek out, I mean, off season when we're not growing, the jalapenos at the Pig in northern Wisconsin. They're like a green pepper. They're disgusting. Yeah. We just call them gringo peppers. They're gross.
Gringo peppers.
They're so gross. Speaking of pleasure,
Mexican food.
Mexican food. My husband loves. Do you make pozole?
Pozole.
That's Joel's favorite. And I'm like, okay, I never make it. I'm like, I'm going to master that this winter. And then for me, I could drink mole like by the gallon. That is like my spirit animal love language. I would bathe in it like Cleopatra bathed in rotten milk. And so on my Azure order this month, I bought everything, all the pumpkin seeds, all the Mexican chocolate. I'm doing it.
Yep.
I don't know why. In my whole life, I've relied on like carry out for that. I just have never.
It's just a sauce.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a big deal. I mean, I made other sauces with like dried peppers where you know push them through the sieve and all that stuff, but not mole specifically. Like a really warm, nutty, chocolatey mole. And
yeah,
game on.
So, spoiler to people who are in my cooking community, I'm sorry, but every March. Most Marches, I do Mexican food because I'm just so sick of brown food at that point.
Right.
Which is our theme for February is brown food. I was like, I can make it taste delicious. That doesn't mean I'm not going to be tired of it by March. So we're doing Mexican food. So my thing I'm tackling this winter, speaking of just ultimate pleasures, are tamales.
Oh my gosh, Shay, yes. Yes.
Labor yes. of love. I'm like, these take a long, that's what all the things say online. These take
these
a long
take
time.
A long
I'm like,
time.
Yeah, so does sourdough bread. I'm
exactly.
Fine. Give me the tamales.
That's enough. Yeah, that's.
I want them so bad.
So bad. Yum.
There is seriously, there are two reasons I could never live in Europe long term: Mexican food and cilantro. Why don't they like? Why don't I? When recipes say like 2 tablespoons of chopped cilantro, I was like, how about 2 bunches? Including
exactly.
the stems.
That's why I'm
with I could garlic. Just eat it like a salad.
I love it. When I go to Paris, I pack hot sauce. Because I love me some French food, but like on day 3.
For a while.
I gotta have hot sauce. I have to. I don't. And they don't even like, they just don't do it. They have flavor. I try to explain to people, like it's not, they have spices and herbs. It's not picante. Yeah. It's not. It's flavor. It's not heat. I want the heat.
There's, I don't know. There's just something different though. Like there, I think I've talked a lot about this in the cooking community because most of us are Americans, though not all of us, some Canadians, but the problem with our palates is that they were formed around Thai food, Chinese food, Mexican food, Ecuadorian food, like you name it. And it's here in America, every major city has every type of food. Most smaller cities have regional flavors of food. So my palate is used to, let's have beef stew on Monday and lamb chops on Tuesday and homemade pad thai on Wednesday.
For sure.
Because we can.
Yeah. And I feel like they're like in France, there's palate, right? There's Middle Eastern. There's Italian, there's Japanese, there's French, obviously, but there's not south of the border. It's just every once in a while, you'll see like the words Tex-Mex. Like that doesn't mean
no.
I don't want Tex-Mex.
I'm not into that.
I'm not into
I don't want
that
Tex-Mex.
At all. No, no.
I'm not into that. I'm not into that type of Mexican. I'm into like SoCal, like that area.
I want to,
you know, anyway, it's just fun. I mean, okay. Food is number like, okay. Besides sex and supper, this is the supper part. Make some good food. Like,
right.
Make some good food. It doesn't have to be drudgery. I made homemade pad thai last week. And that doesn't mean it was just chicken, rice noodles. You know, pad thai is really simple ingredients. You just got to have fish sauce. That's the, you know, you have to have that. Mm-hmm. And then whatever veg you have, I toss it together. And my kids, they were so happy. Mm-hmm. It was unreal. I got out the chopsticks so everyone could, you know,
they
feel festive. And they just thought it was the greatest thing. And it was easier, faster, and cheaper than most meals I make. Yeah. Why don't we do this? This pleasure. This makes everyone so happy.
Was it last week on the show we were talking about like those? When did you and I talk about like having that certain batch of recipes and then that were like the go-tos and then expanding from there? Was that a private conversation?
2 weeks ago?
Was that a couple weeks ago? So we had this blizzard last weekend and I loaded a few kids in the truck and we needed to top off the groceries really bad. It was coming down. I think I texted you a picture while I was driving. It was safe. But like I went to the deli and just got, I had everything at home to make fried rice. So I just got like a stack of egg rolls, like whatever, from the deli and came home and made fried rice. I did like the scrambled eggs in it, like everything. Got out the chopsticks. Like you said, my kids were like, oh,
mind blown.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
And I don't mind making my own egg roll, but like we were trying to get a lot done.
It wasn't the day for that.
It wasn't the day for that, you know?
It wasn't the day for homemade egg rolls.
No.
Oh, yeah. That kind of stuff. Look, there are very, very simple ways to make, to like hit those pleasure points in the kitchen. I mean, make a batch of hot chocolate for your family.
But I think on the whole, though, if you ask people, like, what is pleasurable to you? Like, there's going to be a few minutes of crickets. Not everybody is like, we're not like just programmed to like, that's not at the front. That gets filed to the back as unimportant. As
not to me, man.
But okay.
This is like,
that's why we're doing the show.
It's as, right. Think about this, though. I know what you're saying, but
I'm saying make a
list.
Think
about if we structured
that's what I would say.
Our day.
Okay.
Like make a list. What do you mean? Of like pleasure points?
Yeah. Finish what do yours first. Say what you're going to say.
Okay. I was just thinking, what if people went through their day and they're like, yeah, I'm going to do all this work. And yeah, you look, it's a grind. All right. It is a grind. And then at the end of the grind, you've had the discipline. Maybe that means you've schooled your kids. Maybe it means you've done supper. Maybe it means you've mopped your floor. You've done your laundry, whatever the day holds for you. Mm-hmm. And then you think, okay, work is done. Now that switches off. Now I go take a bath. Now I go read. Now I go work on the vision board for that room I'm redoing. Mm-hmm. Now I go call my friend that I haven't got to talk to on the phone for a while. Now I pour a glass of really good wine and sit outside and watch it snow. Whatever. Whatever those points are for you. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yes. My point would be that that's easy to push out, though, to get to the end of the day and to have not had time for that or to keep pushing it out or to glance to the side and see laundry that still needs to be done. So to add to that, I would say maybe write down what your day looks like and then where can you insert pleasure points into that day? So as something, whatever, as even the laundry carafe, you know, okay, well, I have to do laundry, but I'm going to have 30 seconds where I'm like, I'm even holding something that feels it's enjoyable. There's something pleasurable about it. I have to sit down and pay the bills. So I'm going to make a cup of decadent hot chocolate and I'm going to sit down and pay the bills, like injecting pleasure into the routine. Cause I do think it's just easy to keep pushing it out. And we all know, you get to the end of the day and like best intentions. Wah, wah, wah.
Yep. All right. Pause there for a sec. Okay. Take just a few minutes, my friends. Listen to these advertisers that keep Homemaker Chic on the air. We'll be right back.
Is your linen closet ready for life? Do you need extra towels, sheets, blankets, pillows? You know, extra linens for when life happens? What if you could have heirloom linens that didn't end up on next year's garage sale? What about investing once in an American-made product designed to last a lifetime? Shay and I both dress our beds and homes in American Blossom linens, and you can too. AmericanBlossomLinens.com. Use the coupon code HOMEMAKERCHIC20 for 20% off. Our friends at American Blossom are dedicated to bringing us quality American-made linens that can stand the test of time and can stand up to our lifestyle. Our theme this season is Mind the Gap. So give yourself some extra wiggle room with extra pillows, towels, duvet covers, and more from AmericanBlossomLinens.com and use the coupon code HOMEMAKERCHIC20 for 20% off. That's AmericanBlossomLinens.com. Get 20% off by using the coupon code HOMEMAKERCHIC20 at checkout.
Gardeners, listen up. We want you to save on your garden seeds this year. So visit HOMEMAKERCHICpodcast.com/survivalgardenseeds and use the code HOMEMAKERGARDEN for 10% off the big three kits, the Home Garden Collection, Homesteader Collection, or Farmer Collection. Survival Garden Seeds are on a mission to help teach you self-reliance through gardening. Look, a lot of us are gardeners here, which means a lot of us are going to be buying seeds for the coming growing season. Why not buy seeds that are guaranteed to grow anywhere in the United States and guaranteed to be non-GMO heirloom seeds? Survival Garden Seeds will even teach you how to collect every single variety of seed on the back of the packet. This is a fabulous, family-run company that has built a huge resource for us gardeners, and it also is the seeds that Angela and I use in our garden. Don't just shop their prepackaged kits, use their growing guides, learn how to save seeds, read the blog. There's lots of information there for you. HOMEMAKERCHICpodcast.com/survivalgardenseeds and use code HOMEMAKERGARDEN for 10% off one of their most popular big three seed collections.
If we are minding the gap, that means we are being prepared. And I want you to prepare future you for beautiful, sexy skin. And you can do that using luxurious natural skincare from Tubes & Co. Treat your skin today, enjoy the results today and in the future. Use the code HMC10 for 10% off. Tubes' natural commitment means that you are using ingredients like cold-pressed olive oil, organic grass-fed tallow. Emily Toops is the founder, and she has made all of her products without using synthetic chemicals, gross toxins and fillers, artificial colors, no artificial fragrances, of course. They are made in the USA, and all the ingredients are sustainable, fair trade. We have full transparency here, and you can know that everything is ethically sourced. Skincare products should nourish our skin without leaving hormone-disrupting toxins in the body, but don't take our word for it. Prepare to look fabulous today and in the future with Tubes & Co. Skincare. Visit tubesandco.com. Shop organic skincare with the code HMC10 for a 10% discount.
Okay, I like what you're saying, and I guess it's become such a habit for me that I almost don't realize that I am doing that. So even something like working out, I think of working out as a pleasure point. It's something that I really have to fight for the time to do. Mm-hmm. And it's my own time. I put a podcast on, put my headphones on, get 40 minutes to myself. I like the discipline of it. I find it really works for me. I make like the most beautiful glass of electrolytes with like fresh squeezed lemon and lots of ice. That's a pleasure point for me.
Right. Okay.
It's not like I just need to chug water, but like, that's what I mean. Now it's a pleasurable thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where all, you know, we say it all the time about like that does help keep the mundaneness. Is mundacity a word? Mendacity is a word. Is mundacity a word?
I've never heard it, but that doesn't mean much.
Yeah. I don't know. The two are so similar. I don't know if the one is a real word or not. But it keeps the mundane. I'll keep it simple. It keeps the mundane at bay. Mm-hmm. So whether that is that, oh gosh, I got to iron my husband's shirts again, but I made a beautiful starch and it smells delicious and I get to listen to classical music while I do it. There are multiple times a day to take something and, give it life.
Oh, yeah. Look, if you listened a few seasons ago, I had just come back from Italy. Somebody told me there about this iron. I'm telling you what, when I get to iron, that's how I feel about it. It's not I have to go iron. I'm like,
I get to.
Oh, I get to. I'll put on Sherlock Holmes. Mm-hmm. I'll make myself a beverage of some kind. Lately, it's been hot toddies. Where have these been all my life?
They're so funny. When you asked me the other day, have you ever had a hot toddy? I'm like, yeah.
I know this isn't like a new thing. I drank, I'll just be frank, way too much whiskey in college. All right. Okay. It was not a good time in my life.
Okay.
The smell of it even brings back times I really don't want to go back to. Okay.
Yes.
So I've just kind of avoided it. But we went overnight someplace with some friends. sat in the bar. Everything was cold. I didn't want anything cold. So we ordered a round of hot toddies. Turns out when you put it with lemon and honey, which are probably my two favorite things,
right?
And then hot water, which is also my favorite thing when it's negative 10, absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. So make yourself a hot toddy, put on some Sherlock Holmes, you get out that sexy iron, and it's just you and a bin of linens that you love. Ladies.
You just lost like half the audience are like, no, look at somebody.
There's almost no light. Yeah.
Somebody's got the red light on in the living room. It looks like Atlanta burning back there.
Okay. So let's start at the beginning of the day, Angela.
Okay. Okay.
Pleasure point number one,
coffee. It's the first thing I think about when I wake up in the morning. It is. I love coffee. I love everything about it. I love holding the mug in my hand. I love the noise of the machine. I love the smell of the bean. The whole little process. I come down, I take my coffee mug off of the rack. I have like one of those bottle dryer racks. I turn hot water on in my sink and I get my cup hot. I just let it run while I putz around or whatever. You know, you're a mom, you like, there's a piece of garbage on the floor, you throw it away. Like, whatever you got to do. I let it run for 45 seconds. I get my cup nice and hot. I do my machine like extra hot, you know, whatever special buttons you got to push to make it extra hot. And I just make an Americano. And that is like I roll out and that's what I do. Yeah. I love it. If somebody's down there, I try to be generous and offer them a cup first, but I prefer that they're not.
I prefer that it's me.
And yeah. The reason you can see the red light in the background is I've been actually just trying. I was talking to my husband about this. I said, you know, I'm not at that just baller stage of life right now. I was reflecting about how if this was 5 years ago, 6 years ago, the alarm was set for 5:01. If I was not pulling out of the driveway at 5:26 to go lift, I was mad. Like, go, 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 knock it out, knock it out, knock it out. I'm in a bit of a softer phase and I'm loving it.
I like that.
I love it. I've done all the work to get to this point, and darn it, if I don't want to be breaking a sweat by 5:31 in the morning, that is okay at this point in my life. So I pour my coffee, whether it's I'm with my Bible or with a kid that wakes up early. I've been just sitting in front of the red light. I drag it into the living room and just sit there and just take a few minutes, darn it, before I hit the ground running. And that has been a paradigm shift for me and a habit change. But I kind of struggle with living in a fight or flight syndrome. And so I'm trying to give myself pockets of chill the heck out. And it's been wonderful. So that's round one for me. What about you?
Yeah. Same. Except that Stuart makes me coffee.
Stuart makes the coffee.
Which,
yeah.
Look, I scored. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry if you have to make your own coffee. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't have to make my coffee. And it is one of the most pleasurable points of my entire life.
That's awesome.
I want coffee and it's just there.
And I actually like
something
like
happened to me, Angela.
It. If he's sitting there, I'm like, can I get you a cup of coffee? If Aiden's there, can I get you a cup of coffee? But then if he makes me one, oh boy, and comes around the corner with it, I'm like,
yeah.
Thank Yay. You.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Yeah. Stuart came in. I took something happened to me in that you told me years ago that you really only like to drink coffee from white mugs, like your grandpa.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's your problem? I had all these like artisanal clay ones.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, when my coffee comes in my white Le Creuset mug, I'm like, yay, I got hot coffee and it's in my favorite mug.
That's fabulous.
And all the 20-year-olds listening to this podcast, I was like, seriously, this is what we have to look forward to in our older age? Yes. And I'll tell you what, it's better. Okay. It's better. I don't know what to tell you. It doesn't make sense, but it's true.
There is a reel I saw last year and it's this gal and it just shows her like, I don't know if it says 10 years ago or 20 years ago and the lights are going off and she's at
it. Oh yeah. Put your hands up.
And then it just goes. Yeah. And then it just like hardcore cuts to her garden. And here we have this seedling that
yes. Yeah.
She's and got here's the hat
the
on.
And the long green bean.
Awesome.
Look, oh, we're meant to change, okay? We're not meant to live our life putting our hands up in the air like we just don't care. That's just not where we're meant to stay forever. All right.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Move on. Yeah. Okay. So that's pleasure point one. I listened to my Bible reading for the day while I'm getting ready. I actually really enjoy getting ready. It is something I do every day. I just don't have those days, or I very, very, very rarely have the days where I just go full natural.
Okay.
I just don't. Mm-hmm. I usually just get up, have my coffee, wash my face, put on my deodorant, put on a little makeup. It takes me 5 minutes. I really try to always look presentable because it is a pleasure point for me. I'm motivated by beautiful things. And I would like to be one of those contributing factors for other people.
To be one of those.
I want to be a beautiful thing. So when I get dressed, so Angela and I do this differently, but silly little pleasure point for me. Look, you're going to get dressed every single day. I have tried really hard in all the different clothing scenarios and closet spaces and cardboard boxes that have existed over the years and organizing my clothes to do so in a good way. But I rainbow color code my closet. When I open it up and you just get color, okay, whites, blues, greens, pinks. It's so pleasurable to me. It really is. And it's a small little thing. But again, you're taking good care of your things. That's a pleasurable feeling. Maybe you've ironed some of your blouses. That's a pleasurable thing. They look nice. They're on hangers. They're organized. Like, these are expensive things. They're free. It's just like finding those points of where discipline and pleasure
merge,
meet.
Yeah, true. I love a clean closet. I love an organized closet. The reason I don't color code is that the different lengths bug me. So if I have like a long green dress and then a short green blouse, then like I like seeing the pants.
Okay, so my dresses I have folded in a drawer.
Okay.
I don't hang my dresses.
Why?
Don't know.
Okay. I am in the middle of a closet makeover, designing a closet makeover. I should preface that. I hate my closet. I've talked about it before. Like, I go in and I tidy it up. It takes a beating, as closets do, or maybe mine just does. But I have a lot of pretty like cardboard boxes, one for scarves, one for belts, one for purses that I don't often use, blah, 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 blah. But my closet is very odd in that it's about 15 feet wide and like 30 inches deep. It's stupid. So I have been doing a lot of Amazoning. I have a cart built and I'm going to get rolling racks for my clothes. And I'm so bloody excited. I can already feel the pleasure. I'm giddy at the thought of it. They're brass, like gold. So they're going to be cool. I might paint the inside of my closet navy. I don't know. And then I can like roll the rack out and get ready, pick out my outfit. And I love clothing. I love seeing my purses all stacked up. I don't like have like that kind of a wardrobe, but I have a couple things and I like seeing them all lined up. I nerd out on it. It makes me feel fashionable, quite frankly. And yes, I am going to do that. It's going to help me keep my closet cleaner because right now my closet kind of doubles as office space, which is not sexy at all. You know, I have like ink cartridges and crap in there. I don't want those next to my handbags. I'm so excited. Like matching pant hangers with clips, you know, like...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The small things.
Right.
The small things. Here's another good free one for you. Put on music.
Shay.
Music
so needs to be
changes the atmosphere. You know what I do? My kids love Imagine Dragons. All right.
Oh my
gosh. Not something Thunder. I listen to.
Thunder. Junior will dance around.
They love it.
The kids, they love them.
So yeah, they love them. So I will do these things when they're driving me nuts. I love my children so much. I could just squeeze them to death, but they drive me nuts sometimes.
Right.
So usually this is like at the 4 o'clock hour. I'm trying to like kind of clean the kitchen, get dinner going. All right. We're shifting gears from school and I will crank that little Bose speaker and I'll put on Imagine Dragons and something really terrible like Luigi's Mansion from Mario and Luigi. Zach Brown. They love Zach Brown. Is it Zach Brown? Zach Bryan.
Zach Brown.
What is this?
No,
Zach country
Brown.
Singer.
Zach Brown.
Something
band?
In the orange.
I don't know, girl.
No, okay. That's not who I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Who is that?
I don't know.
I don't listen to country music anymore. Also something
country.
I had too much of in college that brings me a little too back somewhere I don't want to go. Zach Bryan. Sorry, everybody.
Oh,
Zach
okay.
Bryan. Something in the orange. Like, there's just certain songs I know that they love.
Okay.
Yeah, the Thunder one. Mm-hmm. Anyway, just silly ones. And I'll crank it to the point that it's annoying. And everyone loses their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's silly and it's loud and it's ridiculous. And it
flips
things on a dime.
Sweet.
Totally changes. Music.
The music. First of all, I lost my speaker. Feel sorry for me. I can't find it anywhere.
Oh my gosh. I've lost many in the garden. They're buried. Like I take them outside.
That's probably where
Gone.
It is. I bet that's where it is. I bet it's stuck in an urn or
Along
something.
Along with all my pruners over the years. Just.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because I can't find it. Oh my gosh. Okay. And so I forget. I listen to music, but like I forget that every time I turn music on, a few times a week or whatever, I think, why are you not doing this every day? This is so helpful.
All day, every day.
Yeah. It's so, and I think I'm out of the habit. I mean, it wasn't like that before, but I think it's because the speaker's lost and I do prefer loud music. If I'm going to rock out, if I'm going to hear something, I want to hear it, you know?
Yep. Oh, totally. And look, have fun with it. Explore new things. I mean, one of the reasons I really love Spotify is that it allows you to discover new music really easy. They'll make playlists for you based on what you listen to, or you can just search gardening playlist. And some of it you're going to like, and some of it you're not going to like, but I always keep my phone close by. If I like a song, I add it to my liked playlist. So my liked playlist is pretty intensely curated at this point. And it makes everybody happy. You know, they get to hear new things and, oh, there's just so much good music out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the easiest ways to add pleasure. It's just, it's a no-brainer.
Yep.
Do that.
Do it.
Sex, supper, music, Mexican
and
food.
And wine. Let's cue the wine music. Because gotta have it. You're so funny. There she goes. She's red again.
She's I could never be a again. Criminal. They'd be like, did you do it? And I'll be like, no.
Really? That's so funny. Okay. Dryfarmwines.com/homemaker chic. I know you've been thinking about it for a long time. So it's time to just do it. And you can click the wine button over on our Instagram page, or just remember dryfarmwines.com/homemaker chic. You're going to get an extra bottle for a penny with your first order. That is a big deal if you didn't realize that already. The reason Shay and I drink Dry Farm is because they are naturally yeasted, no food coloring, no additives, no extra sugar, no added sugar, wine. This is wine that will not disrupt everything else healthy that you're trying to do in your life.
Yeah.
Right?
Pleasure points. I remember when we were sitting out during COVID, sitting outside, and I said to Stu, what if we just try to think of ways that we could add value to our home where we kind of have what we need here, right? Where it's like, we don't need to go out. I worry about going out to have a cocktail. cocktail? What if we just have the stuff to make good cocktails here? What if we don't have to worry about going out to get good food? We could teach ourselves to cook the type of food that we want to eat. You know, we could have fun. We could explore new flavors. I was like, and I even said, like, what if we don't go to the wine bar anymore and we just overstock with these wines, but we can sit down and do our own wine tastings. Let's open a few bottles. Like, let's sip this and try that. And it was one of those moments where you're just, again, really grateful. I got recommended Dry Farm Wines. I recommended it to Angela. We've shared it with you here on the podcast for years. We're telling you, stop. Take that completely out of your mental space. You don't have to think about what type of wine to buy. You don't have to think if it's a good one. You don't have to think about if it's organic or if there's a bunch of additives or if it's going to give you a histamine response or itchy ears or purple teeth. It's not. Simple. Take it out of your brain. Get a box delivered to your doorstep. 3, 6, 9, 12 bottles. You could do reds, bubbles, whites, totally up to you. They make it so easy for you to add this pleasure point to your home.
Mm. We did that with COVID too. I mean, that's when we got our Tonal. We're like, okay, we're going to have it here.
Yep.
Home is going to be HQ. That's when we got our espresso machine. Okay. We're going to have it here. Because that's probably when we started Drive. All of that stuff. We really, like a lot of people, like just turned inward. Okay. We're going to make the investment into this space. Yes. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. We did the same thing at that time with our Tonal, and I'm so glad we did. This is my Tonal for patrons who are watching. This is what it looks like hanging on my wall.
I featured mine on
I couldn't
my YouTube
be more
video
pleased
on
with
Friday.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Yep.
So my bottle, the glass I was just drinking, is downstairs. So I don't remember the name of it, but it was an Italian one. Well, it was beautiful. Darn it. I remember. Maybe I'll put it in the show notes, but we want you to give it a try.
There you go.
And let us know what you think over on Instagram when you get your first order, and you can do like monthly, or you can just try it, give it a whirl. 3 bottles, you're going to get that extra 4th bottle for a penny. So dryfarmwines.com/homemaker chic or the simple wine button on Instagram.
There you go. What other ways do you feel like, okay, actually the Tonal, I mean, we're going to do in a whole episode on
working
and minding the gap when it comes to health. But
yeah,
I mean, in terms of making home HQ, to me, like having a place where we could work out, like exercise our bodies, get our hearts pumping, and like invest in this piece of ourselves was a no brainer. We had to do that for home to be the HQ because we're 20 minutes away from town. So if Stu and I both want to work out, what does that mean? Like, we take a 20-minute drive into town. We work out for an hour. Maybe they're open. Maybe they're not. Then we drive 20 minutes back. It takes us twice as long.
Mm-hmm.
We're paying money to do it. How motivated are you to go when it involves 40 minutes of driving, et cetera? I mean, think about that versus think about, even if it's just like getting old equipment on Craigslist, you know, I've seen 5 free treadmills on our local Facebook marketplace because people buy them and they don't use them.
Yeah.
Like, even if like it's just that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think
tell them about your gym.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah. If you haven't seen it, watch Friday's video on, excuse me, on YouTube because it's adorable. Lots of fun stuff with Joel and I doing something. Speaking of controversial, Tonal doesn't want you to move your own Tonal. And there are no tutorials on the internet on how to move your own Tonal from room to room.
They don't want you to do that.
They don't want you to do it. So we did it. Mm-hmm. So we showed you how.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a room in our home. I've been since sort of like the family dynamic and schedule and everything is changing. When we first got it, we had it in the conservatory. Well, that's like under all the bedrooms. And I don't want to wake people up working out in the morning. So we have this room off the side of our house. It's not really attached to the main part, if you will. And we've tried it as a school room. Last year, I like put all the beach towels in there and just sort of made it like a place for goggles and the beach towels. And we called it the pool room. People could have like an afternoon snack in there or whatever. I didn't what is that going to work for, like 90 days out of the year? Then I was using it for my Parisian Farm Girl shop, for my, like, I had a shelf of antiques and then all my boxes and packing tape and everything. Blah, boring. So finally, just last weekend, I said, you know, let's just really try to utilize our home to its best capabilities. And I think we should take this random equipment that we sort of have scattered around the house, whether it's some old garage sale exercise bike in front of the, you know, downstairs in the living room, basement living room or whatever. And let's make a gym. It's freezing in there because it's a three season porch, and let's make a space for everybody. And we did that. It was quite a project to undo the sauna and bring it up piece by piece, put it back together, move the tonal, blah, blah, blah. We don't have mirrors on the wall and it's not painted. There's still like school craft paint on the walls, stuff like that. But speaking of HQ, oh my goodness, it's been a week. Everybody's used it every day.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. And I know not everybody has an extra room. This is just like a weird bonus room. It feels decadent, but it isn't decadent. It's like there's spider eggs in the corners of the French doors. It's just like gross old three season porch, but now we're using it and it's fantastic. And I'm so jazzed, and just to see things not going to waste. And it just feels like another box just got ticked. Like, great.
Yeah.
We have this and we're being good stewards of the money we've spent on all this crap. Hello. You know? Yeah.
Well, see, that's just the thing. Adding pleasure points doesn't necessarily mean adding more things into the fold. Like,
right.
Homemakers, you can attest to this. It's incredibly pleasurable when you feel like things taken care of. That mm-hmm. is a pleasure point. That creates space. Mm-hmm. When you feel like it's not all going to the dogs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That it's accounted for, or it's organized, or it's being used. The investment is paid off. Whatever you've purchased is actually like not going to waste. Yeah, it's absolutely.
That's pleasurable. Mm-hmm. That's pleasurable. And this has been weighing on me a lot lately because we also have these spaces that we just haven't quite got yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our house is small, so the space really does matter. And we have some incomplete spaces around the property. Like we were talking about last week, I just got my greenhouse heated. All right. That was a big $4,000 fat mess for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't used, you know, it just wasn't used. And that's a terrible feeling when you're like, I already put the money in. Like we saved for that greenhouse for 2 years. And then it took us a year to put it together. And it's not a good feeling when you look at it. And every time you get that feeling like, oh shoot, mm-hmm. it's a wreck in there. I don't feel good about that.
Right.
That's not a nice feeling. Like creating home as HQ means things are accounted for and we're making do. We're doing the best we can. And we're kind of taking all this wisdom and all this discipline and all this effort and creating pleasure from it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's take a minute and say thank you to our other show sponsors. And then I want to kind of expand on what you just said.
Let's be blunt. We think everyone can benefit from doing their monthly shopping with Azure Standard. Right now, we want you to visit homemakerchicpodcast.com/AZURE, Azure, and get shopping by finding a drop point near you or even signing up to head up your own. Azure Standard is a family-owned, Oregon-based whole food grocer that delivers all around the United States each month. This is how I grocery shop every month for items that we need. To give you an idea, my order usually includes bulk grains and flours, dried lentils and beans and peas, butter, cheese, and other dairy products, specialty grocery items like soy sauce, dried herbs, spice blends, teas, glass gallon jars. This is where I get it all. But you don't have to order huge amounts. They offer bulk items and small items, your choice. We encourage you to visit homemakerchicpodcast.com/Azer. Build a cart full of the products that you need to run your home and kitchen well, from plant starts in the spring to fresh produce to baking supplies to everything in between. Azer has exceptional offerings and the price and selection are on point. Right now, you can get 10% off your first order by using the code HC10. This promotion expires April 30th, 2024, and is only available to first-time Azer customers with a minimum $100 order or more to a drop location, one-time use per customer. Visit homemakerchicpodcast.com/Azer and get shopping. Tubes & Co. will supply you with everything you need for non-toxic skincare. But did you know that they'll also supply all your makeup needs? Standard makeup is filled with harsh preservatives and chemicals, but not Tubes & Co. You can use code HMC10 for 10% off and shop Emily's perfect formulas for liquid foundations, concealers, mineral makeup, natural blush, creamy cheek tints, luminizers and bronzers, all made without any chemicals, artificial fragrances, or preservatives. For each piece of makeup you shop, whether it's the long lash mascara, eyeshadow, or eyebrow pencils, you can view an entire list of all the ingredients included right on the product page. Emily is transparent and open about all the ingredients included, and she should be proud of this work. This is an incredible, clean makeup line that you can feel good about using and that works wonderfully. Visit tubesandco.com and use code HMC10 for 10% off your natural makeup purchase with Tubes & Co.
Homemaker Chic listeners, you hear me talk all the time about how much I love interior design. I want to help you become your home's very best interior designer. If you want to take your passions and create a tasteful, well-designed home using interior design elements and principles that withstand all those decorating trends, then I want you to join my Old World Design Society today, and I'm treating you to a free week so you can see what it's like. Not everyone can afford an interior designer, but with the Society, you're going to be part of a private forum of people just like you who are posting their projects, questions, ideas. Every week, I issue a design challenge to help you stretch your creativity. We meet for coffee every Friday morning, and once a month, you can send me all your design questions and your photographs, whatever you're working on, and I'm going to answer those during a live design Q&A call. If you're tired of pinning, if you're tired of scrolling, and you want to make friends and be a part of a group that actually encourages the application of ideas, this private group is just for you. Let me treat you to a free week. Click the red circle that says design over on our Instagram page, or scroll down in these show notes, click the link, and become a part of the Society today.
Okay, go.
Okay, you know, everybody's making do is going to look different. And I always want to like guard my heart and encourage other people to guard their hearts against, my home will be HQ when. Yeah. Fill in the blank. Everybody's been given something for right now. And what can you do with it? You know, is.
Hey, let me ask you a question on that.
Sure.
Okay. So we got an email from a listener this week who is pregnant and sick, like you used to get sick in your pregnancies. Mm-hmm. So she was saying, how does one mind the gap? How does one create this space when one is completely bedbound and sick as the dog? Mm-hmm. And it's just making me think about, okay, home will be restful. Home will be a place of pleasure when I'm not barfing six mm-hmm. times a day, or I don't feel like this anymore. Mm-hmm. And maybe we could speak to someone in that situation, because that's kind of the other end of the spectrum.
For sure.
So when we're talking about pleasure points for somebody like that, I mean, honestly, my first thought, my sweet friend, is get some frozen pizzas. Okay. Go to Talia, order some delicious, high quality frozen pizzas, have them in your freezer. Your family's going to be fine. Just alternate chicken and rice, pizza, chicken and rice,
yeah.
Pizza. What about some really beautiful Epsom salts and magnesium flakes and oils, bubbles for your bath? Okay. What about that? Like create mm-hmm. these, there's not much you can do in terms of actually being sick.
There's no, when you're in a situation like that, there isn't a way out until it's over.
Yeah. And you just got to get through it.
You're in the gap. Or like, what do you want to, like, you're there.
Yeah. You're just, that's just where you're at.
Mm-hmm. So I have like so much empathy because it's so horrible. I mean, the things, whether it's asking for help, letting the kids wear their jammies when it's a really bad one, because some days are worse than others. Like you said, frozen pizzas, paper plates, like whatever it takes, go to the library website and get a stack of good books and have your husband go pick them up. Maybe your pleasure point is going to be just a really good book for when you're in the fetal position on the couch, you know, it's going to look totally different. And then if you hear something like on this show or you're on Pinterest or whatever, you get all inspired, but quickly after the inspiration comes frustration. Like, it's just because it's not your time.
Yeah.
It is where you are. And
yeah,
give yourself the grace to just be in that place because it's so difficult. I know. Yeah. I mean, I've spent so many months of my life laying on a cold bathroom floor. I can't even tell you.
No, listen, you guys, one time I called Angela. She must have been pregnant with a year. And she was running Target with kids for some last minute things she had to have. And she had tied a grocery bag to her steering wheel so she could barf into the bag
while driving
and drive.
Yep.
While driving.
That was de rigueur. I carried Target bags with me, or, you know, jewel bags or whatever, wherever you live, and would tie them to the steering wheel, stretch them across. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. So again, it's not always having it perfect and then getting it perfect. It is about where you are right now. And you know yourself, everybody knows where they're actually at. Why not, like you said at the beginning, why don't you write down 10 things that would be pleasurable to you? Maybe it's a good meal out. Maybe it's a date night with your spouse. I've talked about this before. We sacrificed a good portion of our paycheck when the kids were really little. We got a sitter. She came every Wednesday and we went out to dinner because it was so important for our marriage to have alone time. Mm-hmm. And we would just sit at a restaurant for a long time and, you know, we would eat slowly and sip slowly so that the bill didn't end up being too much.
Yeah.
But it was like just an opportunity. That was a way for us to kind of create that pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
For us. And everybody knows what those things are. You might have the capacity to bring in cleaners. If it brings you pleasure to have, and you're in fetal position, sick, or you just can't quite get your feet under you with your house for a season, fine. Mm-hmm. Bring in cleaners. I'm sure that will bring you a lot of pleasure. That's right. A wonderful thing. But like identifying those things, because like we've said 1,000 times, it's not just going to happen. It's not like you're just going to have a great day and all your pleasure points are going to be hit.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
Like creating that space means that we've done some of the work ahead of time, even if that work is just getting frozen pizzas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's forethought. It's intention. It's sitting down.
It's intention.
And thinking about, stuff just doesn't happen.
Right. Even thinking about like reading a really good book,
mm-hmm.
like you have to ask, hey, what have you been reading lately? Like, what's a good book? What do you think I would enjoy it? Okay. Can I borrow your copy and then have it there so that when you go to sit down and you can actually sit down and do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. It's kind of fun to think about because I don't think it's gluttonous. I don't think it's weakness. I don't think it's self-indulgent. I think so often we're weary, we're tired, we're disenchanted, we're bored because we just haven't taken the things that are right in front of us.
Mm.
And then you go on Instagram and somebody's, you know, touring the Greek islands and you're like,
living their best
life. That's not where I am.
Right. Yeah. That's been nice. Yeah.
That must have been nice.
Yeah. I do think there, I do think going through your day and finding the little ones, and then that like creates the habit and the appetite for pleasure. Okay. Because I just do think we can just be martyrs. So then at the end of the day, you want to go watercolor or something, like you're primed. Oh, I deserve it. I enjoy it. This is a good thing. This is not decadent or self-indulgent. Boy, we're super hard on ourselves. I think that's where a lot of pleasure goes out the window, because we're just super hard on ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I told Angela on Sunday. So we always do church, and then, you know, we try to spend the whole day resting, which means I don't clean floors.
Yeah.
I'm not doing laundry. It's not that type of day. Mm-hmm. It is a rest day for us.
That's difficult.
So sometimes I'll cook if I feel like it.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm like, we're having popcorn and pickles. Enjoy it. Just depends on the day. So Sunday we came home. It was freezing cold. It was snowy. We'd kind of had a busy weekend, and so everyone was back together, and just, you know, it was just one of those days. I got in my pajamas as soon as we got home from church, and I sat in my bed with Georgia, and I've been working on, so we're like a stone's throw away from getting electricity on in our chicken house, which is going to be our little sleeping cottage, as Angela calls it.
Yes.
Our little sleeping music studio / guest room / overflow. And so Stu's so great. He's just like, do whatever you want. I don't, as long as it feels masculine, you know, he said just no pink or baby blue. Okay. I have Canva open and all my design books. I mean, my bed is just covered with all my design books, and I'm looking at all the pictures, and this is just the fun stage, right? So like, I don't have to make any major decisions now. So I'm just swimming in it, man. Like, you see the perfect color scheme and you're like, I'll just keep looking, like, just keep playing with it. Georgia and I put on Persuasion. What is that one called? You didn't seem so keen on it as Georgia and I were. It's the new one, the new Persuasion.
Yeah, you keep talking, I'll find it.
Anyway, I enjoyed it. Last year.
It's just not Persuasion. I mean, it is, you know, I get it. I'll find it. You talk.
I don't. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I loved it. I thought it was wonderful. Georgia thinks darling. So we sat in there, we watched Persuasion. I have my laptop open. I'm creating this kind of like mood board of colors and things that I like for piece that we have that we need to make use of, which is bringing me a lot of pleasure because we have some unused pieces of furniture.
Yeah.
I'm used to pick up. Yeah. And that brings me a lot of pleasure. Like, we've already bought this. Let's make good use of it. Let's bring it back to life. Let's paint it. Let's wallpaper the shelves and on and on.
Yeah.
Then we turn on Sister Act, and it was like, this is the best day of my life.
Oh,
okay.
That's great. Yeah.
I love Sister Act. I love Sister Act 2. We watch it. I'm dancing. I'm designing. I'm just like, and these are silly things, you guys. These aren't things that, like, they don't cost money. They're not decadent. It was just like an intentional stop. Yeah, your floors are dirty. There's dishes to wash. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Take your pick of any number of things I could have done. But it was just... stop. Like, just stop. And I don't think, I mean, again, we need to talk about this in the health episode. Okay. That is not something I could mentally do 4 months ago. I couldn't unsee it. So the moment I actually knew I was getting better was when we left for church and we left a messy kitchen. And I was just like, it's okay. We'll get it when we get back. And we got in the car and Stu kind of looks at me and I was like, whoa, wait, huh? Hello.
Yeah.
Did that just happen? Anyway, it was just this really sweet moment where you realize pleasure can be in some ways as fruitful as work, because that was enough to like catapult me into the work
Monday
that was laid out in the days ahead.
Yeah.
Totally.
So good.
And then I came upstairs and I put the Sister Act 2 soundtrack on my speaker. Everyone got to hear Lauren here, Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill.
Sing Joyful, oh. Joyful.
Joyful,
so
joyful.
This is what brought it on.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
We
oh my gosh,
were singing Joyful, Joyful on Sunday uh-huh. in church. Okay. And I have told our elder who leads our music, we sing just psalms and hymns, okay? Mm-hmm. There's no band. It's not like that.
Right, yeah.
But I said, Jess, we can't sing Joyful, Joyful. We're too white. We're just like Presbyterians can't sing Joyful, Joyful. We need Lauryn Hill because all I can hear.
Yeah, yeah,
is
for sure.
Like her getting it. So we sing it and I look up at
so
him.
Much.
And I just see him smiling and I was like, well, she's here in spirit.
Right.
Do yourself a favor. Go YouTube it.
Oh, it's
Lauryn
so
Hill, Sister Act 2, Joyful, Joyful, terrible. The Joyful, Joyful part's good. There's not great theology in Sister Act and Sister Act 2.
What? Okay. There's not?
You know the part where they're like, they do this dance and they go, what have you done for him lately?
Oh my
Stu's
gosh.
Like, what?
What is that? Is that Janet Jackson? It's from Pleasure Principle. The Pleasure Principle. No, what have you done for me lately? Is that Janet Jackson
for me
from
lately,
Pleasure
that's
Principle?
What it is.
Or is that Paula Abdul?
I don't remember. Oh, one of the two.
Okay.
Anyway, y'all just go have fun and watch it. It's so 90s and so
Janet
fun.
Janet Jackson.
And
that's what it is.
Janet yeah. Jackson.
That was a great
what
album.
Have you done for me lately? Anyway. Enjoy the music and the theology.
So fun. Fun goes hand in hand sometimes with we forget to have fun too. We forget to be fun. Hello.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
We do. We forget.
Did
to be
we
fun.
Talk about? Did we talk about my brother-in-law's wedding? Did we talk about this?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so this was back in August. We're down south with Stu's family. His brother's getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Weddings are stressful. You know, flying down there was stressful. Does everyone have their clothes? I mean, everyone was wound a little tight by the time the wedding comes around.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
For sure.
So it's the reception. Stu's cousin Daniel is the DJ. And they have a killer playlist.
Oh,
and I'm there with
telling
my kids.
You what, you got to have a killer playlist. Okay.
Yeah.
You know how important
have
that is to me.
Playlist.
Please. Just
of course.
Have a killer playlist.
It's the air is so thick that my dress is almost dripping. Like we're exhausted. It's been like 105 degrees. We've been on the beach all day for this wedding. Like we're spent.
Okay.
And I was looking at my kids and they had these glow sticks, you know, they're in full wedding mode. I'm like, you know what? Let's go.
Right.
We went out to that dance floor, me and my kids and my sister-in-law. We tore it up. No one else was out there.
Yeah.
It was like, and we just had we were dancing like goobers.
Yeah.
Absolute goobers. We had the time of our lives. We got done. My hair is now dripping with sweat. I'm out of breath. I have like glow sticks wrapped around my body. I mean, I feel ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was one of the best nights. Like I just had an absolute blast because I had that conversation with myself. Like, hey, are you going to be fun right now? Or are you going to be a fuddy-duddy?
I tend to be like the one out there with the bridal party.
Yeah.
I did that. My friend and I did that this summer. I was like, well, it's just me and you and the bridal party. Let's do this.
Let's go.
Right. Yeah.
I love dancing like that. We went to some friends of ours. Their kids got married. Okay. So we're like kind of the generation between the parents and the kids.
Yes.
We go to their wedding. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. And I'm wearing my fur, feeling fabulous. I still have kind of littler kids at this point.
Okay.
Same thing. I go out with the bridal party because I'm like, look, I'm here. Let's go dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turned on music and I was like, oh, so I'm not actually a peer. I don't know what any of this music is. And they're all singing along like this is their jam. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And then Whitney Houston comes on and I'm like, all right, here we go.
Oh my gosh. It's so fun. He wants to dance with somebody. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Let's be fun. Let's be fun. I mean, even if that just means putting on Imagine Dragons in your kitchen and dancing with your kids and just letting them be goofy for a bit. Okay. Like life is hard. Life is serious. like take those moments when you can.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Take them when you can. Do you remember when we were in New Orleans and we ordered takeout and we ordered from two different like restaurants?
How
we
many
ordered
different
like
places?
Sushi, yeah,
and Mexican.
What else did we order?
Mexican.
Of course.
And a lot of it. That was so
and we
fun.
Just sat around and watched Outlander and just had this huge spread of sushi and Mexican. And it was like, look, this is silly. This is silly. Let's do this.
It was
this
great.
Is fun.
That, there was like that bar on the corner that just played like nonstop, like What Is Love, like 90s, you know, 90s club music, like so loud down the road. Every time we opened the, oh, that was so fun. All right.
Be fun, create pleasure, cultivate it, you guys. It's not just going to happen. All right. Don't look. We have serious, serious work. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean we always have to take it so seriously. Okay. What are you mouthing?
I said amen to that. My mic was.
Oh.
Amen to that. I said amen to that.
All right, ladies, thanks for joining us here. We didn't get through your questions from Instagram today, but if you have them, message us and we will account for those next week. And here's another fun thing. I would love to hear from you ways that you cultivate pleasure in your home. I would really like to share those on our stories so that it can give other people ideas. So when you hear this, send us those and we'll share them so that other people can learn from you. We certainly don't have all the answers.
Absolutely not. But we do know that we will be with you next Monday again. Thank you so much for listening. Yes. Follow over on Instagram.
Yes.
Thanks to Branch Basics and all of our other sponsors. Check the red circles on Instagram and we'll see you and be here with you again in a week.
Cheers.
Cheers.